This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What's the means of spatchcocking?
Put moron number two on the phone.
You very nearly had to dump in.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
The Brains Trust, the people that put this show together, are in Brisbane, and Fats remained in Melbourne. Have a look at him. All I can see is the top of his stupid head.
That's all I can see.
Like the top of your thumb.
Oh, hang on, I'll move the camera.
Oh, yeah, that would be better.
Fats, look at him.
Oh, there he is, Fats back. No. He's a certified card-carrying idiot. Now, David Neat's coming in. He's got the new, I say pub, but it's actually a brewery pub.
It is.
I don't know what that means then.
Well, it's a brewery and a pub.
And a pub, both. He's coming in. Love him, of course. Legend of the Melbourne Football Club. Guernsey Cash.
Yes.
Mel Bracewell.
Mel.
Very funny lady from New Zealand who's a part of the comedy festival.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. Idiot Fire. Yep. Long.
No.
Deep. Funny.
Yes.
And then joke. Not, short.
And not
shallow.
Funny.
Unfunny.
You know why.
And then we're done. So, nice show. This is a good helping. Why, Fat?
The joke is not funny because it's from the listeners, Jim.
Blaming Leah Thorfov.
Blaming who? Say, g'day, Fat.
Hello, Fat.
Oh, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you. Hello,
yes.
Rabsy. Hey, don't go with it. I just saw your face there, Rab. Sorry. Now, I just want to tell you where I went last night. I went to the circus, Jim.
The circus?
The circus. It's out there at Flemington. Plenty of cars. Space if you want to park there.
That's the first thing you're going with is there's plenty of car space.
There is, because that's what you worry about with a circus. It was fantastic.
Was it? What sort of circus?
It's the big spectacular one they do every year.
Right.
The good
What's
one.
It called?
It's called Cirque du Soleil. That's it. And they have a theme, and this one is Lucia. And it's a Mexican theme. I tell you what, you've got to go and see it. Take the kids. The kids loved it. All the kids around watching this, they loved it. But there's just performances, things going on. Girls in hoops are running around. There's jugulars. There's
jugulars.
jugulars. There's
performances and jugulars.
Trapeze artists.
Oh, my
a
God.
Contortionist, Jim. You got no idea what this bloke could do to himself.
No idea.
Well, I had some ideas, but you should have seen what he could do. It's just stunning. Things were going on everywhere. It was fantastic. Great. You've got to get along and do yourself a favour and go and watch that. It is fantastic. Out at Flemington there.
Righto.
Very good. Well done to everyone.
A lot of car space.
You get a park. That's what you worry about sometimes.
Are you getting to say hello to Raps?
And hello, Ryan.
G'day, mate. You're doing a record?
Oh, mate. I've already got the record here.
That was at the Gabba when we had a couple.
Say it. He couldn't even get the sentence out.
We were pissed. We'd been to the Watch the Cats.
Yeah, where were
and we're walking out of the Gabba.
Gabba. What this is train wreck.
And a bloody truck starts backing back while we're doing it. Reversed. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway.
What nick is he in?
I haven't been to a lunch. I haven't been anywhere.
You've been to the circus where the big car park.
Cirque du Soleil. Very good. Well, let's go for a bit of rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Come now for rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
By the way, did I kick 11 at the Gabba? I can't remember, Leroy.
No, neither can anyone
50
else.
50 metres goes up towards Brownless. Brownless, no key. Brownless! This surely for number 11.
That's the rap.
Playing against the Bears. Like they weren't even a VFL team.
I had three blokes on me.
Oh, yeah.
Three.
Of course you did.
Gibson, Reynoldson, and some other bloke.
Household name?
Yeah. Big game tonight up there.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Brisbane zipping two, Collingwood zipping three. Can you believe that? Is it good for Brisbane to have the week off? Is that good or bad, do you think?
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's superb here, Fat. It is beautiful. Mm. So the conditions could not be any better. The track is, isn't it, Raps? Have a look at the ground
That's
here. It is just ridiculous. So no complaints from that point of view, Fat. And oh, my goodness, if Collingwood don't win and are 0-4.
Look at this team.
Yeah, go on. Who played?
Well, we got...
Matty Campbell. You would have had him for a minute.
Yeah, had him, yes.
Lawrence Shackey.
Had him.
Mark Zanotti.
No,
I didn't go near him.
Oh, my God. Who else did you have?
Michael Gibson. John Gastev.
Oh, Johnny Gastevich.
Gibson. I had Gibson.
No, there's no one called
Reynoldson.
Gibson. No one called Reynoldson.
There's actually no one called Reynoldson.
Or Gibson.
I mean, David Wern.
Yep.
No, I can't remember him. Yeah. Anyway, 11 goals
David
four.
David Bain.
Just Pete Curran.
Oh, Richard Champion.
I was on Pete Curran for a while. It's in the record books.
Yeah, no, of course it is. That reads like the Brisbane Lions of 2001.
I tell you what is also good, boys. Good Friday games tomorrow, which is fantastic. Well, I like that. The North Melbourne Carlton sold out, Jim.
North Melbourne put the game on the map. They shouldn't have to share it with anyone, Rabs.
Oh, well, they've got to share it.
You should be
shearing
that sheep.
I'm not sharing it with anyone. North Melbourne Carlton,
yeah,
Marvel.
Sold out.
Yeah, good, good.
Sold out.
Again, Carlton coming off a bye.
Yes.
Coming off a bye, so will that be good for them? They were on a nice little roll before that.
Yes.
And the other game, of course, Freo and Adelaide. Freo 2 and zip. Adelaide, zip and 2, been disappointing.
Right, so we're going through the fixture.
Mm-hmm. I know.
What about Rappy?
We just won't be able to talk about it tomorrow, obviously, because we're off. So let Luke Jackson run. That's what I say about Freo. Yes. The Australian Cup at Flemington tomorrow. Big, big race. Mr. Brightside and Pride of Jenny, the two favourites
tomorrow
here.
Tomorrow or Saturday?
It's even Saturday.
Probably Saturday, that one, yeah.
The Cricket Australia have put out their contract list, and four players have got the lemonade and sars.
Ooh.
Ashton Agar out. Mm. Marcus Stoinis out. Michael Nessa out. And Marcus Harris out.
All right.
But it comes in as Xavier Bartlett, Matt Short, Nathan Ellis, and Aaron Hardy.
Right.
So good luck to those boys. They're good
players. Yep.
Huge game. Oh, big, big game for Melbourne United tonight. They're down in Tassie. They're on the island. They've got to win. Because if the Jack Jumpers win this one, they win the series. So huge game. And I think Melbourne United can turn it around. So we'll watch that with interest.
Mm-hmm.
And the IPL. Did you watch this last night?
IPA. That's a beer.
Yep. That's a beer.
Just shut up and listen. Did you watch the IPL last night?
No.
Well, so the Sunrisers, Jim.
Yes.
Sunrisers.
Yes.
3 for 277 off 20 overs. Highest score ever.
Mm-hmm.
3 for 277. Travis Head, 62 off 24. Sharma, 63 off 23. And Clausen from South Africa.
Yeah.
He made 80 off 34.
Right.
Heinrich.
And then Heinrich. The Mumbai Indians, 5 for 246. Couldn't get it, but gee, that's a big total. So
it is.
523 runs were scored in 40 overs. 38 sixes and 31 fours.
Well, you're getting entertained there.
Bloody oaf. Unbelievable. And Paddy Cummins, 2 for 35. That wasn't bad because the poor old open bowler for the Indians.
Open bowler.
What is he then?
Opening bowler.
Well, he'd be
so
open.
What have
bowler.
You been doing?
McCapper or whatever. Four overs, none for 66.
Right.
All right, that's Rappy.
That's expensive. All right, that's Rappy.
Oh, well, I've had enough of you two. You're sitting up there like there's two idiots in the, what are they called?
Open bowler.
Open bowler.
Yeah, righto. All right, well, I'll tell you what we've got next.
Yes.
Brag artist.
Yes.
And I don't reckon you're going to have anything after that.
Good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
There is no need for the bump. I'll quote him, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
From my perspective.
Oh, my goodness.
Your chance to win $10,000 with Guernsey Cash coming up after 5. Plus, Mel Bracewell, we love her. But David Neat's not too far away as well. Listen, let me clear my throat here.
You're sounding like Neat.
Oh, no, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Oh, I love David.
It's time for Friday Brag.
Oh, of course it is. And why wouldn't I be opening the batting? I'm the only one capable of doing it anyway.
Yes,
oh,
you
capable.
Are.
Capable.
Capable. Capable.
Fad was, I think, at best at number 7 or 8.
About
so he should never open the batting.
Five or six.
All I'm saying to you is this. I'm going that well, I don't even have to brag about myself.
Why?
I can get other people to do it.
Who?
Like Aaron Finch.
Oh. How was Lisa and her plus one?
Well, Lisa was much more enjoyable than JB was. He was in good form, though. It was, like I said, it was a great day out. It was the who's who all coming up to JB and wanting a piece of his time. Oh. So he was swanning around, the chest was back, shoulders back.
Fat, the who's who were coming up and wanting some time.
Piece of your time. And how much time did you give those who's who?
Depends their level of...
Yeah.
No, I was I was enjoying everybody. It was good fun time. And so there we are, Fat. Try and match that.
Well... I will, because I've got a horse called Elphingstone.
Yes.
It's had 6 starts for 4 seconds, Jim, and they've been okay. Oh. But then on the weekend in Ballarat, won. Elphingstone won by 6 lengths and just blew them away and got the chocolates. Well done, Fat. Well done, Elphingstone.
My mail is it was paying $1.20.
Jumped out about $1.80, and then when it won, it was $1.24.
$1.24
yes, exactly.
In Ballarat.
Well, just wait for the next start. We'll be on it, and you'll be saying, thank you, Papa.
What are we giving away, Rabs?
We're giving away $200 Neverland store vouchers, of course. Neverland store, streetwear starts here, the go-to destination for trends, products, and culture for the youth of tomorrow. Neverlandstore.com.au.
All right, 133353, ring us now. Yes. It's not Friday, it's Thursday for obvious reasons. Tell us what you've got to brag about from this week.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm always in a hurry.
To do what?
To get where have I got to go?
Time for this.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do brag out as Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I used to weigh 183 kilos and just recently I was picked under triple digits.
My parents have been away for the past 7 days and I've made my own breakfast, lunch and dinner every day.
Yes! Unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Thursday Brag Artist. Robot yes. Building supplies. Robots got it.
Brought it for today, of course, because Good Friday, the Easter weekend, Josh kicks us off in Cranbourne, Fat.
Joshy boy.
How are we, Fat and JB? What's the latest?
Oh, you tell us. What have you done?
Well, on Tuesday, I rang up for the Spin It DJ, and I won the 10K.
Oh, on the breakfast show.
Leroy, I think we've got some audio of that, haven't we?
Josh, yep. You are seconds away from potentially winning $10,000 here. Are you ready for... Song 3?
Yes.
Here we go.
Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You.
Yes! Yes, Josh!
Oh, my buddy!
Yeah! 10 grand, buddy!
Josh!
Wow, on the Marty Sheargold show, of course, yep. Jimmy Boy. And brilliant. Josh, you're not going to win anything here. After that, mate, you're not winning. What are you going to do with it? I suppose they asked you that.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Germany for a heavy metal festival, but I want to know if you want to come with me.
Are you talking to Fat?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, buddy.
Yeah. No.
Well, stay there, Josh, even though, as Bill said, you're highly unlikely to win anything. Now, Scotty's in Ascot Vale. Hello, Scotland.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Fat.
Hello, Scott. How are you? What have you done?
Good, mate. Well, Sportsbet's got free footy tipping.
Yeah.
And if you tip the correct amount in the week and you tip the exact margin, you win a share of $2,500. And I was one of the 13 blokes that got it.
Wow.
Good work. Good work.
So it's just not the 8, you got the exact margin.
Yeah, GWS by 65.
Well done.
Nicely done. All right, stay there. We got Sam. I'm not sure where he's from, Leroy.
Wodonga and Albury.
Hello, Samuel.
Sammy.
Billy, Jing, Mabsy, how are we?
Good. What are you doing?
This Saturday I get to marry my beautiful partner, Meg, of 9 years.
Oh, so unbelievable. How good.
That's good, Sammy.
Remember that, Jim.
Well, it only just happened to me, Bill, so yeah.
Oh, no. No, I'm thinking the first time. That's all.
And you were there, so you should remember it as well. Okay. Hey, Sam, what's a big event or what are we doing?
Yeah, got about 120 coming down from all across Australia, so looking forward to the day.
Good on you, mate. Have the best fun ever.
Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you,
mate. I like that. Phil's there in Druin. Hello, Filth.
Filthy.
Fat, Rabs, Jing, how you doing?
Good, Filthy. What have you done?
Oh, last weekend my wife bought 2 little bedside tables from IKEA, put them together without the instructions, And then the following day, I had to go back to buy another one because it stuffed up.
flat pack.
Phil, you got to read the instructions.
Oh, have a listen to
that. No, you do. No. I've worked that out.
Listen here, Fat.
Hey?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to see you put one together.
Well, I have learnt, my friend, you got to read the instructions.
Listen here, Fatty.
Because you put around something around the wrong way.
Oh, what do you do, Fat?
Well, you could put the front of the drawer around the wrong way or something like that. That's
what
happens.
What's the name of the tool they give you to put them together, Fat?
A key.
Stay there, Phil.
Key Allen.
Riley.
Key Allen.
Key Allen from Chelsea Heights. Hello, Riles.
Oh, g'day, JB and Bill.
G'day, Riles. How old are you?
Sorry?
How old are you?
12.
Correct. Well done.
Correct. What are you bragging about, Riles?
So I'm here to brag about that I bet a Victorian winning 10-pin bowler. You're so
unbelievable. Are we talking 10-pin bowling or lawn?
10-pin.
10-pin bowling, yeah.
Oh, so well done.
You are the Victorian champion, Riley.
Oh, well, you could say that, but I just to say that I beat him and it's just a...
Oh, sorry, you beat him.
Yeah.
Right. What did you bowl? What was the number?
My score was 194.
Wow.
Well done, Riles.
That's bloody good, Jim.
That is brilliant.
And that's a lot of...
Some strikes in there and
strikes.
A couple of spares.
Yes.
Stay there, Riley. That's brilliant.
Spares.
I love that. Matty's on the line, Churnside Park. Hello, Matty.
Hello, Matt.
G'day, Fat JB and Rabs. How you going?
Good, Matt. I was going to say fat.
No, not as fat as you, mate.
Righto, what do you got?
I've walked 200Ks this month for the March Charge, raising money for cancer, and I've raised $4,500. My brother had a big tumour removed from his leg at the start of January, and just doing it to raise money for cancer, mate. A little bit of weight yourself, so.
200Ks.
And how much you raised? $4,000.
$4,500, and the first two callers they can donate too. They've got plenty of money now, so
exactly.
Yes, they have.
Well done.
Well done. That's bloody good.
Bloody good,
I like that.
Matty.
Stay on the line, Matty. Yes. Trent in Werribee. Hello, Trent.
Bad name.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hello, Trent.
I don't know if you're saying my name was bad or...
No, yours is bad, no, Trent.
We can't say that about a caller's name.
Well, change your name. Say it's Travis or something, not Trent.
Oh, Travis is worse, I think. No.
What are you bragging about, Trent?
I took my son to work the other week. He's only 4. Mate, I got the pleasure of turning him into a fully fledged truck driver. had to have a Rodney Hogg in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, no.
And we're in the city of Geelong a couple of hours later, and he's like, Dad, I need to go to the toilet again. Yeah. I said, mate, I've only got a bottle for you to go to. So in the bottle she went, mate, he was proud as punch.
You're so unbelievable.
4-year-old. That's good parenting, Jim.
It
I like
bloody
that.
Bloody oath it is. You know, well, you do too, Bill. We both know the great Rodney Hogg.
Yes, exactly.
And a very funny man. And I say to him regularly, how do you feel about the fact that your name's used in writing slang?
He likes it.
He goes, well, I've just had to like it. I've actually got no bloody choice.
You know what he said one day when I said the same to him? He goes, I was there one day and this bloke put the paper under his arm. And he said, well, I'm going for a Rodney Hogg. And he loved it.
That's it.
He loved it.
Stevie and Lang Warren to wrap us up. Hello, Stevie.
How are you, boys?
Good, Stevie.
That's a way. You might appreciate this. I'm a bit of a hack at golf. I play off 36. Played at Keysborough last Thursday and won the comp with 42 points.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't have been popular in the clubhouse, Stevie.
I left pretty quick.
Oh, I bet you did.
What did you win, Stevie?
To be quite honest, I don't know. I left before the.
Off.
I know I won it, but I don't know what the prize was. I'll go back next Thursday and hopefully pick it up.
Fat, when you have that number off that handicap, you get straight in your car and then you exit the car park. That's exactly what.
Off 36.
Oh, yeah. That's not popular at the bar. All right, where are we going? Good prizes.
Yes, very good. What have we got, Raps?
A $200 Neverland store voucher, Bill.
Righto, who needs that? Let me have a look. Not old bedside tables, not old Josh. I tell you who needs that. My old mate Sam, who's getting married.
Yes. Samuel.
Brilliant, lads. Thank you so much.
Getting married.
Neverlandstore.com.au for you, mate.
To the Meg.
Yep.
To the what?
To the Meg.
Right.
Yes. We got any eyeglass stuff, Rebs?
Eyeglass stuff.
Most of what you do is glass eye stuff, to be fair, Bill.
Exactly. What are you asking, Fat?
Well, any sponsors we should plug?
No, not for here. We've got a Triple M prize pack we can give away, though.
All right. Who do you like, Fat?
The prize pack can go to old Rolls, who the 10-pinner, Jim, with the spares and all that, 194. Well done, Rolls.
Thanks, mate.
Did she say thanks, Fat?
No, we didn't, Jim.
I hope she said thanks.
Triple M prize pack headed his way.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not a particularly sophisticated show.
JB and Bill, right now we're joined by former Melbourne captain, Coleman medalist, two-time All-Australian, and now brewery owner, David Neitz.
Our next guest is a Demons legend. He's a Best and Fairest winner, seven-time leading goal kicker, Hall of Famer, and he's the last D to win the Coleman.
David Neitz for goal number 9. He's got it.
Please welcome David Neitz.
How good. The resume, just extraordinary. Melbourne's greatest ever modern player, which I've told Nita many times, hopefully when Gary Lyon's in the vicinity. Welcome, Nita.
Thank you very much, JB and Bill. Good to be here.
Hello, David. Great to have you across the road here. Now, most goals, most games, you're a bloody superstar, weren't you?
Absolutely, mate.
And born in Tasmania.
Born in Tassie, yeah, I was. I was there for about 5 minutes. But now Dad was working down there and playing footy. So he was playing footy down at Ulverston and just enough time to have me.
Yep.
And then get back to Melbourne after that.
Now, you must be pleased, Nita, with how... Well, I don't reckon I've spoken to you since the Melbourne Premiership and obviously that, the rebirth of the footy club as a powerhouse in the comp. That must make you as a very proud Demon feel great.
Oh, it was. It was enormous, actually. Even though we didn't get to get over there due to COVID and all that, it was still one of the most fantastic, memorable nights that I've had. And on the phone with all the Melbourne mates and teammates and ex-teammates and all those things, it was magnificent.
Where were you? Because Balls Grinter, we all know, does an extraordinary job with the past players, getting you all together. And it was, of course, during the pandemic. Were you able to even Zoom or, be with your old mates? How did that work?
I managed to stretch out. I think Paul Hopgood was in my bubble.
Yes.
Pretty close to the bubble anyway. So I just might have meandered over to his place and sat down with the family and enjoyed it with him. So, and his young boy was 10, I think, at that stage. And it was absolutely over the moon with the whole thing.
Yeah, and you all get on really well. You've got a good little past players group, haven't you?
We do. We have a running group. But a lot of the past players get involved in that, the Saturday morning.
Running group.
I haven't been to the running group.
I was going to say, when was the last time you attended that?
It's been a little while.
You and Hoppy haven't been for a while.
it's been a little while. Well, the idea initially was because we're always catching up, having a few beers, and we thought, let's do something healthy. So we'd do this running group. And every time you go running, we have breakfast, of course, and that just undoes all the good job you did with the run. And the other thing that it's done, it's instead of lowering the amount of times that we go out having a few beers, it's just increased the opportunity to plan the next session when we go out and have a good time together.
Well,
so
you do have a pub to go to now. We'll talk about that shortly. But back when you played, you're the most goals kicked for Melbourne Footy Club, 631, and most games played. But you didn't play forward a lot of the time. You played down back because you had Gaz up there and you had Big Ox up there. So you had to go back a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, we had Alan Jakovic early days. He was down there as well. Yep. So I had to go down and try and curtail guys like you, Bill.
Yes, hard work.
And you would have no problem with that, Nita.
Not sure how successful I was at that, but you and Big Baz Stoneham just cruising around in the Geelong forward line. So, yeah, but it was great times. A great way to learn, actually, as a defender playing on great forwards like yourself, Bill.
And then you went forward and kicked more goals. When you were playing, did you ever get rested, Nita?
Did we get what?
Arrested.
Don't think I got arrested.
No, rested. You know,
arrested.
Not arrested.
Well, you said arrested. I'm like, Jesus, where are we going?
Yeah, no.
Did we get rested?
Yeah.
No.
You don't want to nowadays, let me tell you. Now, we're going to talk about the pub, Jim, because we went down there the other day, me and Rabsy and Zozo.
Yep.
And, tell you what.
Brewmanity.
So tell us about Brewmanity, because the other side of it is the pub, of course, the...
Bell's
Hotel.
So Brewmanity, we're a beer company, so we good beer and good deeds.
Yeah.
So we started off raising funds for Neil Danaher, and we've raised about $970,000 for Fight MND over the journey. And in the background, we've been trying to build a brewery, so it's taken bout of COVID, planning issues, all that sort of stuff, about 3 years, and we finally built it. But, yeah, just in South Melbourne here.
Right.
It's three,
Tope Street.
Tope Street, three levels, two magnificent rooftop bars overlooking the city, and a brewery and beer hall downstairs.
Downstairs.
Did you know anything about brewing prior to this, Nita?
We started back in 2015 and I knew a little bit about it. One of my mates worked for CUB for quite a long time, so we both knew a little bit about it, and since then we've learnt a hell of a lot more. But we've got a magnificent brewer. His background has been at, you know, Little Creatures in Geelong, and he's worked at, you know, several breweries along the way. So we're in good hands when it comes to our beer, that's for sure.
And I haven't been in there, but I'm just reading fat. 14 different beer options, 36 taps.
36
yes, in the brewmanity.
Because we need them. But it's really good options. We've got great food options as well. We're just near Bell's Hotel, so we curate our menu out of their kitchen, so we've got a great relationship with the guys there as well.
With Sammy, who pops in now and then, I see.
He's popped in a few too many times so far. We're just going to work out his tab, but anyway, yes. That's okay.
But it is
it's
beautiful.
Open tomorrow, Bill, by the way. Happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. on Good Friday.
Oh, I know, we're open. We're one of the only ones that are open. So if you're having perfect. A staycation over Easter, you know where to go, straight to South Melbourne and Brewmanity.
Happy hour, 3 to 6.
Absolutely.
And a beautiful view upstairs, of course, but dogs are allowed too. I like that.
Yeah. We've got a big outdoor balcony, so you can bring your woofer along and do all those things. So, yeah, very community-focused we are.
Right, we've got to take a break. Thank you, Leroy. We've got a little song, I think, and we'll be back with a great David Neitz.
Might be an ad break, Bill, but that's all right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know how bad that was, then.
I don't even like it.
Former Melbourne captain and legend David Neitz has stuck around, whose new brewery, Brewmanity, has opened up just around the corner from us, Bill, Tope Street, South Melbourne. It is open tomorrow, Good Friday, as well.
We're up here at the Gabba. Neitz in the studios in South Melbourne with Leroy and Fat, who just started having an argument.
Yeah.
And Nita looked down the camera and thought, are you thinking I'm in the middle of a genius sandwich here?
Oh. We've got 4 minutes.
An idiot.
On 4 minutes, I said, Leroy, just tell us on your fingers. He goes, look at the clock. Shut up. I don't want to look at the clock. Married two girls. Do they play footy?
I've got two little girls, 9 and 5.
Yeah.
So the 9-year-old's playing footy. She played last year for the first time.
Good.
Didn't win a game, the girls. They kicked one goal for the season.
Oh,
and she's okay, but the little one who's 5 doesn't do anything yet, but the little one could be a bit of a goer. She's an inside midfielder, I think. Yeah, so a bit of go about her.
Do
you go along and watch the D's?
I do try and get along. I went and watched against the Hawks on the weekend.
Good.
Not the greatest advertisement for the game, I wouldn't have thought, but the D's were super hot in the first quarter. Their pressure was amazing. And, love getting down there when I can.
I loved your era. We've chatted about this before, yes. Nita. You just played in a Melbourne team that fascinated me. Not only Hoppy, of course, your great mate. Stinger. Brent Lovett. Glenn Lovett.
Yes.
Andrew Leoncelli. Guy Rigoni. One of my favourite names ever. Craig Smoker.
Yes,
great smoker.
Good old smokes.
Adam Uzay, you've been talking to him. Geez, he needs a win.
He does need a win. They've been okay, the Tigers, without cracking it for a win. But Stephen Tinger, he looks fitter than what he was
playing. Bloody good teams, too. I mean, played in the 01 grand final, but right throughout the 90s, Melbourne actually put a very good team on the park.
Yeah, we did. We were okay. We played in a couple of prelim finals along the way, which is good. But, just couldn't quite crack it. But Big Jeeper early days as my skipper was fantastic. And then
the great Jimmy Steins.
Jimmy Steins, Todd Viney. Yeah, some great players. The Theo X,
He was at one stage, he was nearly the best player in the comp, wasn't he? The Big Ox.
He had an amazing back half of the season in 1994 where he was taking 15 marks and kicking 4 goals from centre-half forward every week. So he had a massive purple patch before he got injured.
Yeah.
And Glenn Lovett, of course, we all know the Eagle. Have you known a man happier with what he brings to the table? rebel than the eagle.
He's very, very, very happy with himself. He's living in New York these days. He's
caught
just
up with him.
He's just back in town recently. So, but the eagle, he's a big high flyer these days. He's very hard to get hold of.
He's got his head shoved that far up his freckle. He actually can't get me hearing.
We had Christmas lunch together with the eagle, but we had to go to the Soho House at this magnificent joint, which cost a bloody fortune. And I see the eagle didn't put his hand in the pocket, just left it to poor old Fat. How's Neil Danaher going? You're good friends with Neil O, the great man. How's he going?
Yeah, Neil's in great spirits. Obviously, the disease doesn't get any easier. No. But, look, we had about 20 of our past players in a room at Lamaro's with Dimmer down there, and Neil was holding court in the middle. Obviously, he can't talk at the moment, but he uses his eye gauge technology to really good effect, and we all just sat around and telling stories and things like that, and so, which is great. In fact, we've got the Danaher drive that we do every year, and just before that, he got myself and Hoppy and Rod Grinter into a room. He said, boys, just come over for a cup of coffee, will you?
Yeah.
So we came over, and what's this all about? Next minute, Neil's got the eye gauge technology out and he's given us an almighty spray from a bloke who can't even talk anymore.
You got a spray.
I thought we were past that.
Fire up for the drive and make some money.
Exactly right.
I think the people with him, Nita, that don't know him, don't understand how funny a bastard he is.
Very, very funny man. But he's, he's just been amazing, continues to be. There's a huge Big Freeze 10 this year coming up. So big year. It's going to be a huge year, actually, year 10. The Beanie, I've had a sneak peek at it.
Ooh.
It looks unbelievable. So everyone's got to get their hands on that. It'll be a ripper.
All right, get into Brewmanity. It's a fantastic joint. Four levels tomorrow. Of course, we've got the tell us what's
happy
going
hour.
On.
It's happy open hour. All long weekend. If you're having a staycation or if you're coming from regional Victoria or Tassie or Adelaide to Melbourne, make sure you go to Brewmanity. Yep.
Beautiful
Street,
slow
Melbourne.
Roasted lamb shoulder you can have. It's delicious. It is.
I've just added a floor to it too, Nita. It might be three levels. The old glass factory. Great seeing you, mate. You're an absolute bloody superstar, and we hope this business goes as well as you want it to.
Cheers, guys. Thank you so much.
On you, Nita.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jimmy boy, I went to a bed with an Irish girl once.
You went to a bed?
No, I went to bed with an Irish girl once,
yes,
Jimmy.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, all thanks to our mates at the Ford Ranger. The Ford Ranger is Australia's number one selling vehicle.
What about the lineup? The XL, the XLS, the XLT, the Sport, the Wild Track, the Platinum, the Raptor. They're everywhere, Fat.
Yes, and has evolved from a work vehicle into an essential part of Aussie living, of course, catering for tradies, families, office workers, and adventure seekers.
Did you see a few of those in the car park last night at Cirque du Soleil?
There was plenty of parking there, I'm telling you. You can get out there, acrobats, contortionists, unbelievable, the stuff going on. You don't know where to look.
Jugulars, as Bill said.
Yeah, jugulars.
Jugulars.
Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it for yourself at your local Ford dealer.
It's a very good-looking truck. We keep saying that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Surely there's someone more.
No.
Someone more. Can you have a chat to the Whitney?
We've got Mitch on the line from Narre Warren Fat.
We do indeed. G'day, Mitchie.
G'day, Bill. G'day, JB. Rubsy, how are we going?
Yeah, good, Mitch. Good.
Who are you barrack for?
Mighty Pies, boys.
Are you good?
Hopefully we get our first win tonight.
Oh, you're zipping four. Are you good with your numbers and players?
Bill, yeah.
I think I am, but I've done all right on a few of them. Some of them have been a bit harder, but we'll see how we go, Bill.
How's Narre Warren going out there, all right?
Yeah, good. Place of old Brendan Favola, so God's country, some people call it.
Yeah, exactly. And Rebsy.
I've never heard anyone call it God's country.
Yeah, you haven't spent much time down there, JB.
God's country.
We were out there recently.
We were in Beaconsfield, too far.
At the pub,
Pink Hills.
All right, what are the rules here for Mitch, please? Rabbits Bartholomew.
30 seconds on the clock, Mitchy boy. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You just need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Of course, some of them have worn multiple numbers. You can pass, and we'll come back if there is time. You get all 10 right. $10,000 is yours. And the time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player and their club.
Mitch, 10 grand.
Wouldn't be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice. What are you going to do with it, Mitch? Wouldn't be nice.
Buy some footy boots, couple of new pills for the club.
Good on you, mate.
Maybe go on a little holiday.
Well done, Mitch.
All right, you ready to go, Mitch?
Yeah, ready, JB. Let's go.
Here we go. Alan Didak, Collingwood.
4.
Dane Rampy, Sydney.
29.
Ben Mackay, Essendon.
23.
Jack Bowles, Geelong. In fact, even Bowes.
Seven.
Matt Taberner, Fremantle.
32.
Trent Crowd, Hawthorne.
25.
So. Brett Burton, Adelaide.
18.
Reece Stanley, St Kilda.
One.
Israel Folau, GW.
Oh.
23.
So you got one out of nine.
Oh, come on,
Mitchy. Dane Rampey is either 24, 43 or 50. He's had three numbers at Sydney.
Yes.
Benny Mackay is 23.
32.
That's 32, sorry. Yes. Jack Bowles, 12. Taberner, 20 or 42. Trent Code, 24. Izzy.
Trent Code.
Izzy Folau was number four. He only played 13 games. Brett Burton, the flying... None.
Yes.
Is 20, 24. Was 24. Right, so when,
all right. Well, bad luck, Mitchy. Don't go away empty-handed, though. Rabbits, what's he got?
Triple M prize pack headed his way. Magnificent in Narre Warren. You're looking at, mate.
Go and enjoy that,
lovely.
Mitch.
Terrible. That was shit house, Mitch.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, by the way, this long weekend, make sure you head into Specsavers store-wide Specstravaganza sale is on now. Get any two pairs of single-vision lenses.
What?
Just $199. No. All the great brands, Mimco, Marc Jacobs, Colette, Dinigan, Carla Zampatti, and more.
Hurry
to Specsavers to get any two pairs of single-vision glasses for just $199. Specsavers.com.au, Bill.
Wow, Specsavers.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I can't believe that. Well, that's poor radio.
No, very poor.
Poor radio. Triple M.
All the world's best comedians are heading in studio ahead of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Now we've got the award-winning stand-up comedian and host of The Cheap Seats, Melanie Bracewell.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes the stars of this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
I feel like I'm in a weird spot in my career. I feel like I'm doing well, but not, like, crazy. You know, like, to give you an example, recently I had the experience of riding in a bus that had my face on it. Like, on one hand, my face is on a bus, but on the other hand, I'm still riding the bus.
Please welcome Melanie Bracewell.
Yeah, Mel.
Oh, my God. I've never had such a rock star welcome in my life.
That's
I
good.
Feel
How
like
good.
I'm in Guns N' Roses or something. That was incredible.
Well earned. Attack of the Melanie Bracewell.
Yes.
Watch out.
Tell us a bit about it.
Do you attack the crowd?
Maybe one crowd member, you know, someone, I'll scope them out, see who I can take, and then maybe fight them. Attack of the Melanie Bracewell, it's basically a show about how I'm a little bit too chill and I want to unleash my rage. And I found the perfect avenue because someone stole my AirPods.
Oh.
And so there's like an app on your phone and you can trace that person's entire. So I've just been following this guy's entire life for about 6 months. And, it's me working up the courage to fight him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fighting.
That's funny.
That is good. I find my kids the same way.
Yeah.
See where they are.
You've got an AirTag on them.
Yeah, I have.
Like Life 360 or something, I think, is the app where you can chase your kids around.
I'll find my iPhone.
At the right place or not, actually doing their homework. I was on a plane recently because I had been given some AirPods, which are ace. The sound dampening ones.
Soundproof.
This isn't sponsored by Apple.
No,
by
it isn't. No, no, no. But I only say it, Mel, because I had them in and I had the little white box down the side of my leg when the lady, lovely lady, was serving the food. And she said to me, "You've got no idea how many of those cases we find in these planes when everyone leaves."
Yeah.
So they can't charge them anymore. They're buggered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're cooked.
How much stuff would they find on the planes after that?
Certainly they find them.
They find a lot of my stuff.
So how long have you been doing this for? We've all seen you on the telly. You do a great job with that. But the stand-up, how long has that been going?
I know. You might not believe this because I look so youthful, but this is actually my 10th year. Yeah, I know. I started when I was 19. And so, yeah, this is like I'm coming up to a decade now, which is funny because people still go, "Oh, look at this little young up-and-comer." Yeah. I'm like, I've been at this for a decade.
From New
19,
Zealand.
19, that must have taken enormous courage to get up on a stage age 19.
Courage
and
or
do comedy.
Delusion? I don't know. A bit of both. Yeah.
Where from in New Zealand? Wellington.
Auckland.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
but I'm glad I give off the Wellington vibe because that's very artsy and cool.
Yeah,
Auckland's
kind of all the same to me.
Well,
worldwide fame came to you because you used to take off the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
Ardern.
Ardern. Yes. Well, it depends how you say it.
Yes.
Jacinta Ardern. And you used to take her off, and it went berserk. It went viral.
So I would do impressions of her, but it was basically just because I look a little bit like her, so I would use makeup and make my face look a bit like her. But it was funny, when it kind of blew up, I would get phone calls from Australian radio stations going, come on our radio show and do your Jacinta impersonation. And I'm like, I made my face look like her, but I made no effort to change my voice whatsoever. I just have a New Zealand accent. And they were like, that's fine. That'll do.
And she responded. She was good about it, wasn't she?
She was. She commented on it. She said, I think she said something like, this is creepy, but in a funny way.
And said that you wear her makeup better than she does.
Oh, yes. That's right. Yeah. Oh, that was probably the best compliment I've ever been given.
It was
good. So Brendan McCullum, we were talking about the cricket thing before, worked with us on Channel 7 Cricket for a couple of years and is one of the world's greatest blokes. He's now obviously coaching England now and not in the commentary space. But I remember having a beer with him at one stage, and he said, and I'm asking you if this is something you agree with, he said, we as New Zealanders can't work out why half the things that you think's funny about us is actually funny. Yeah. Like, he goes, we don't understand. Yeah. It's just normal to us.
That's
whereas you piss yourselves laughing.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of it's the accent. I feel like I'll say, like, I just came in here and I just went to the gym, and you went, the gym.
Jim, you shouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, Jim, I did it.
Inherently funny just about the way we sound. So maybe that's just it.
And jandals and chili buns and all the rest of it. And
you can't mock jandals when you call them thongs.
Thongs, exactly.
You have the funnier name.
That's exactly what he was saying. So the fascination, because we always act as if we don't like New Zealanders, but we actually do.
Well, you guys, you seem like you do like us. That's why it's a weird thing, because we grew up primed to hate you. We're almost like we're in a training camp of like if you find an Australian, unleash, you know, it's like if something will click in your brain and you'll go on the attack. But then you arrive here, like I moved here to Melbourne, and everyone's like, we love you Kiwis. And I was like, this is not what I was expecting. I was expecting us to have a full-on brawl when I got out of the airport.
If you're funny, we love you. And the Anzacs, of course.
Yeah. The first time I ever went there, I remember walking, you know, they've always got those shops at airports where it sells, like in Australia, they have the, you know, the yellow T-shirts with Australia written all over it. All this in New Zealand, it said, I support the All Blacks and anyone who plays against the Wallabies.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's just as you arrive in New Zealand, it's
already I'm wearing that shirt under this jumper, so I managed to cover it up.
Well, you haven't had to worry about the Wallabies for bloody 20 years.
Sheepskin covers for your car and your steering wheel. You get all them and all those sheep jokes.
Melanie, I'm leaving that. That's him.
Thank you.
We do love taking the piss, and you don't like that, do you, New Zealanders?
I don't think we mind it. I think we like being given the ammunition to fight back. So if you nudge us, then we'll go feral, and then we go, well, it's you know, yin and yang.
What about all the stuff we try and steal from you, like Russell Crowe and Crowded
and
House?
I've had a few, you know, newspaper articles describe me as Australian.
Melbourne's own,
and
Melanie Bracewell.
And I will say, when I'm in Australia, I don't mind. But when I go back to New Zealand, I'm like, oh, I hate that when they do that. How dare they?
And a great cricket name, Bracewell, isn't it?
Yes. We were talking about this before, because I had, I was going to say the pleasure of playing against your Uncle John. But it wasn't really a pleasure, because he was an angry bastard on the field. He was a bloody good player, by the way.
They say he'd appeal anything.
He would. I was only a whippersnapper, and I got put in my place very quickly. Mm. But I reckon I also played against Brendan, who's your other uncle.
Yes.
And he, I remember, was a nicer, nicer on-field demeanour.
Very big cricketing family. I've got Dougie, my cousin, as well, that's been playing really well.
Yes.
And no one really knows my dad, who's works for HP Networking. So he didn't follow the legacy.
No cricket at all. Backyard or anything?
He played a little bit of backyard, but because he didn't grow up with his brothers, he wasn't forced from, you know, infancy to hold a cricket bat around at all times.
Tell us about the comedy scene in New Zealand, or do you have to travel to do it?
Oh, New Zealand is great because the audiences are so tough. They're so mean, and that means you get good at comedy because you'll do a comedy show and they're crossing their arms going,
no, bro,
prove that you're funny. Go ahead. You think you're funny, huh?
Yeah.
And so you have to really work your skills. Wow. And that's why I think so many New Zealanders come over here, and it's almost like we've exited a toxic relationship. And, you know, the audiences are actually like nice, and we're like, oh my gosh, this is so nice and warm. And Melbourne Comedy Festival is amazing. Like, there's just so many awesome audience members.
So the Aussies are good?
They are great audiences.
Right.
But maybe I'm glad I didn't start here because maybe I wouldn't be as good because it's been, you know.
Yeah. What about the Poms?
The Poms are pretty good. I just did a tour of the UK, actually.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
it was awesome. I mean, some of the gigs, I was like, who's from Australia? And a lot of woos. Yeah. So I'm like, what's the point of me traveling across the world to just perform in front of my own backyard? Yeah. But some of the rural gigs we did around the UK, they were just, they're up for it. They just love comedy. So it's just awesome.
And the cheap seats. We like this, Jim. It's a good show with Tim here. I love it. It's got sport. It's got everything on it. You have guests in there. I want to know your favourite guests. I've got a couple for you.
Yes, I would say one of my favourites would have to be one of your mates, Sam Pang.
The Pangs.
He's one of those guys who he's got such a tough exterior, and when he comes on the show, he's going to rip into you, and then immediately afterwards, he's going to be like, I love you guys. Yeah. You know, like, you guys do such a great job. I watch it every week. How was that?
How was that? Was that good?
It's funny, isn't it?
Costa from ABC Gardening, he came on your show. I reckon he'd laugh for the whole bloody time. He didn't say anything, bro.
He'd ask him a question. He'd be like, do you love gardening? And he'd go, you guys are so funny. we're just trying to have an interview. It was iconic.
And Miguel, who you can't understand.
I was sort of staring at him, like, because I had never met him before.
He's mad
on the show. And so they were like, expect chaos. Yeah. And I don't think I expected as much chaos as there was. Because he arrived, he goes, I've got onions, I've got a knife. We're like, okay, this is full on.
Have you been paying attention?
Yeah, that's a hard gig.
You like that.
Mm. I love that. Yeah, I love Have You Been Paying Attention. It's just one of those shows that's so well put together and you just like feel like you're hanging out with your mates, having a laugh, and then it goes on TV.
Naturally good with pop culture? Yeah. Like with what's going on?
I will say I do watch a lot of news and I do keep up to date. I mean, we're doing the cheap seats as well. It's hard to avoid, but then it's very hard because I'm very competitive. I've got that sporting spirit of being like, okay, be funny. Don't try and win all the time.
Yep.
And so like, I'm like buzzing. Oh, no, wait, say something funny. Don't try and get the answer.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And then have you done a Thank God You're Here?
I did do a Thank God You're Here. And? I was an alcoholic princess and I had to climb through a window. So I didn't even go through the door. I climbed through a window holding my shoes. And it was one of those things where I was just wearing a dress and a wig. And so you have no idea. You know, sometimes it would be like, if I was wearing a tiara, I'd be able to kind of assume, but I'm just wearing a dress from like Portman's or something.
Yep.
And I'm like, how am I supposed to possibly guess what this is? But you can't. Yeah. And that's the joy of it. You just, you know, you've just got to surrender control completely.
Don't you love watching that? And just see what they're going to say. Brilliant. And you can see their mind ticking over and... one about snakes. You weren't on that one, I know. On the plane, they brought it.
Mel's just explained what one she was on.
Julie, well, they look the same.
Oh, oh my. So you're now just generalising. They look the same. No, it is absolutely
brilliant. When are you on? Where can we see Melanie Rita Bracewell?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. You've really done your research. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're going to steal my identity. I'm doing the whole of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So every night from tonight until... I think sometime next month.
April 21.
Yes, awesome. Boom. Well, thank you so much. And then I'm touring around Sydney, Perth, other places as well that I've forgotten.
Whereabouts, Rabs?
Max Watts. You can grab your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. The show is called Attack of the Melanie Bracewell.
Love it. Mel, great meeting you.
Yeah.
Great meeting you guys.
Continue to dominate.
Oh, okay.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Dilza's down in Geelong. Hello, Dilza.
How you going, boys?
What are you going on?
Not much.
What are you going on? Of course, so we say on the screens of Seven Rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
So the speakers of listener,
nice.
Oh, because we have podcasts and we have obviously a live-to-air product like we do. But this morning on The Breakfast Show with Marty Sheargold, Max Gornfat spoke about the AFL drug policy. Let's take a listen.
In the last 24 hours, I've gone from angry and surprise to... I like that the doctors step in at strike one. And I think that's a great thing about our policy is we're there to help rather than we're there to scapegoat. Like, I get there might be people taking the piss within this.
Yeah.
But if we're catching the majority that need the help, the
you're
addiction.
You're helping a young kid out
addiction,
who's made a mistake
health,
on the weekend, that kind of thing.
If we're helping them by having a policy, because a lot of other codes don't have a policy at all in this space.
Mm.
We have a policy. It's got holes in it galore.
Massive.
But we have a policy, and it's catching people along the way and being able to rehabilitate them. I like that. The deterrent's not there, or it's fading.
Mm.
So something needs to be bigger potentially on the first strike.
Interesting.
Yes.
Of course, Melbourne have been mentioned as part of it. We're going to take a very close look at this on Saturday, Fat.
Righto.
Okay, this is a story with hair growing out of it everywhere, but we'll peel that back on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But that's interesting from one of the spokesmen of the competition.
And on the Footy Talk podcast on Listener, Daisy and Heater suggested a change to the Brownlow.
Do we have to allow Brownlow medalists to still win if they've been suspended, because it's so easy to be suspended
now?
Well,
the NRL, what do they do? They just deduct you a few votes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, well, because if this is evolving as it is and so quickly, I think we need to catch up. If you're a Brownlow medalist and you clip someone like Max King and you get a week, but you're still good enough to win the Brownlow.
There's so many variables for you to lose the Brownlow. You get suspended.
It almost could be Stephen Bradbury.
You get injured.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, look, I don't mind it, Fat, to be honest, because I want us to have the best player win that award.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I also think if you're suspended for 2 or 3 weeks, that's taking potentially 9 votes off you. So you've already copped your whack within the count. So I actually don't mind. I know it won't happen. I know they'll leave it as it is, but I don't mind that as an idea.
It's been around for, 100 years, Jim? Don't change it.
Well, so's horse and cart, and then eventually we invented cars.
And when we still got cars.
Yeah, good. And they're better than they were. And then we invented an aircraft, so people didn't have to go on ships.
Yes.
You know, you can evolve as a species, Fat. You don't have to just stay where you were 100 years ago.
Well, we don't have to change everything. Jim, you're trying to change the world. Don't do that. It's not good.
All of those can be heard, Rabs.
Yes.
Triple M and Listener. How do we do it?
Just download the Listener app, JB, LASTNR.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plenty's wrong with us. That's why we keep rating. Triple M. Walked into the genius Matty Hayward's booth the other day. I said, how you going, Matty? He looked flat. Yeah. He looked flat to me. No. I said, Matty, how you going? He said, how do you reckon I'm going?
Oh, Jim.
I said, what's going on, mate? You look like you got the weight of the world
just
on your shoulders.
Just get to it. Here's the info.
He said, not the weight of the world, the weight of the file. He said, and he showed me this thing that went a whole way across his screen. He said, how do I get that back to something we can play on air?
Just throw to it, Jim.
Well, so he has. And he's done a brilliant job of it, as he always does.
Here it is.
The abridged version of the idiot file.
Bullshit.
Where's Fat at?
Where is Fat at?
Oh, Fat's at.
It's done. Poor old Howie.
Already.
Now, this one here is. you got it number one, Bill.
Number one, Bill.
A great first round, a crowd record.
Oh, no.
crowd record with more than 14. Hey, mate, you're down in Tasmania. You run the footy down there for years down there. Did a great job. It's been a big day for Tassie today. You happy with the Devils and the jumper?
Yeah, that was my brother that did that, Bill, but that's close enough.
I was going to say, what are you on about?
He's up next.
Guess what happens when the Gabba goes? So do the records.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Last we ever have to hear
the Gabba. The Gabba.
Oh, my God.
I said the
Gabba. He's in career worst. Worst. Must listen to the Listener app. Get stuck into that now.
Speaking of that North game,
my goodness.
They're up against Freo.
Yes.
Now, this is and? The superstar we're about to speak to. One of my favourites. The great Nat Fyfe.
Nat?
Okay, not going to finish that.
Oh, he's so stunned he can't speak.
And well done to Warner Brothers too, who were having a bit of a dispute with the Tassie Devils because of the Tassie Devil. Warner Brothers, did you hear about Disney, Jim?
Yeah, but what's the dispute over?
Well, they said you can't use the name because that's our name. Warner Brothers said
that.
Well, they didn't know that the Tasmanian Devil was an actual animal.
Yes.
And obviously from Tassie. So they sorted out, which I like that. Well, they didn't know that.
If it's called the Tasmanian Devil, I reckon there's a fair chance it's from Tasmania.
They did not know it was an actual animal, so they sorted it
they
out.
Would have, like, they would have to know that.
I'm telling you, Warner Brothers, they sit in their big offices in New York or wherever, they had no idea it was actual
it's California.
Animal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where it is, same thing. Righto, Dimmies and Timmies, where?
Tonight, Timmies. Tomorrow night.
Timmies. There'll be several people named Timothy there.
Tonight.
But also Tinnies.
Pump yourself up, and that's what we want.
Lisa's getting nicely glammed up.
Do you have to do anything?
No, I am not.
Because
you can talk. Like, you can drive. You think you're a good driver. You can do everything.
I can do everything.
There's nothing he can do, is there?
Can't do?
Nothing he can't do. Now, Jimmy boy, yes. It's Monday, actually.
Monday. He's gone with Friday.
Monday, March 25, Jim. And you passed on one anyway. So 8 out of 10. Not bad. Not bad, Bretty boy. Even Lukey boy. Luke.
Ever been called Brett in your life, Luke?
Have now.
Joby Watson on Channel 7 Saturday night.
Joby. He likes Joby works for us. And Joby is.
The Prime Minister was a mad Carlton fan.
Yeah, he was. Malcolm Fraser.
Malcolm Fraser. Oh, Menzies back in the 60s. Mate, Malcolm Fraser. They'd go up there to the, what's it called, Jim?
Yeah.
The White House.
Yep.
The White House. Yes.
Kirribilli?
Kirribilli. Yep.
Do you know how good it'd be if you did that model whereby with that Smartless show they bring in a guest and they don't say who it is? Could you imagine how many he'd actually know? It'd be unbelievable. Exactly. So they bring in a guest.
Oh, and you've got to guess who it is.
Well, they come into the studio, you chat about them, but you can't say whether you know them or not. So you've got to sort of bluff your way through it.
How would you go with that, Fat?
How does it work? So they bring in a guest, right? I have. Thank you, robot. Exterminate. Two big Fords before the tribunal tonight, Jimmy boy. Mm-hmm.
So you know your jokes that you do in your show. I do actual good ones.
Oh, where was I the other day? I had them in the rafters. No, not in the rafter. I had them in the aisle. Oh. They were loving it.
You don't even know where they're rolling around.
Well done, Aaliyah. Good there. Yes. What about our man, Tom Duday, or Duday, however you say, our friend? And I tell you what, if Oscar Piastri doesn't... Yes. Finish 1, 2, or 3, Jim, on the podium, he will be baked.
He's a young man. We'll give him some time.
He knows about the bakes, and he was told he's going to get baked. So the Piastri might become a piesta, a pizza. It'll be baked. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my God. He does it every time. He starts the next idiot file at the end of the last one every single week. Fat.
What?
You know you appeared on Tim Watson's segment on Talking Footy called Say That Again last night.
No, I didn't.
With the vision of you asking Oscar Piastri if he'd ever driven around the Albert Park circuit before. And Oscar goes, last year in the race. Yeah.
There's a bit of background to that. I don't have go into it, but I know I'm okay.
What's the background?
Well, he was getting interviewed before I interviewed him.
Yep.
And the interviewee at the time asked him, have you ever been around Albert Park Lake?
The interviewee. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he said, no, I haven't. I've been with mum and dad in the back of a car. And I thought that'd be a funny little response. So I ask him, he goes, no, I drove around there last year, you idiot.
Well, firstly, he's the interviewee. The interviewer asked the question. And secondly... What? He drove in last year's Formula One Grand Prix, Fat.
I overlooked that in my research. no more Travis Old question. I don't want that anymore. That's bad research, Travis Old.
Lots of bad research.
And when I asked that question about Warner Brothers, or told you about Warner Brothers and Tassie.
You mentioned Disney, which is the complete opposite.
Yeah, they're opposition, yep.
And Tassie, the blank... The look on your face, Jim, the nothing, the zero, the vague, everything look on your face. You had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, no one did, because your sentence made no sense.
It didn't.
Wait, Brads.
We've got to bail out.
Get us out of this, for God's sake.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I get the feeling that you're gearing up for a double.
A double I'm going with, Jim.
Oh, yeah, right.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour live from where, Bill?
Gabba, where I kicked 11 goals 4 one day and it's still a record.
Oh, where do we go from here? Thursday Rub.
Thursday Rub.
Who's doing that?
Barry Dennis flying up for it.
Oh, the peoples.
Daisy Thomas, Kate McCarthy, and Jay-Z Clark.
Yeah, Daisy apparently was on the same plane as me.
Yeah, guess where he was?
He would have been a long way.
He was 56D.
He couldn't have been.
And you and Brian were 1A and 1B, he told
me. Domestic because seats don't get back that far.
No, he was out the back there.
Now,
yep.
Who have you got your joke from again?
Danny the Brewster. And right. A short little one for you, Jimmy boy.
Righto, let's make it a decent one.
In the day with the laugh. This is Billy's joke. Robot building supplies. Robots got it.
Jim, what's the difference between Wuhan?
Oh, yes.
And Vegas?
What?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Now, we're up here. All right, so Leroy is parked in the studio. Now, Leroy, think Jim. About your future with the button you're about to press.
And don't right? fall for him.
Is shite.
Who's going to win tonight, JB?
What's that, mate?
Who are you going for tonight?
Brisbane. I don't care, Leroy. I want you to hit the right button.
Yeah, Leroy.
Right?
You go for the lines, I'll press the right button.
That suits that joke, Leroy. Because that's rubbish. So hit it, Leroy. There we are.
You get sucked in every time.
You knew it, fam.
You get sucked. That's not my joke. It's silly Danny Brewster. And you can ring him.
Straight away.
You can ring him 0478. Give him a ring.
You can't give his number.
No, I'm giving it all out here. That is Scheisenhausen, Danny.
Now, fam, Saturday Rub?
Saturday Rub, yes. We've got a special.
Lots of stuff to look at.
All right. Yeah.
Are you going to be ready?
That's Tua's coming in. No, I'm going to be hungover, Jim. I'm going to have a good, good Friday. Plenty of fish and plenty of frothies.
Oh, my God.
The good. I'm going to have some wine and fish. And I don't drink wine.
Thank God that shows.
That's enough, Bill. Wrap it up.
Go and find me sign.
Finish up.
11 goals, 4.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.